Hi, I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Daf and Practice series. There was a shul in Netivot in southern Israel, where they had the practice, as is common in many shuls throughout the world. The fathers would bring their little children into shul, perhaps only for the end of davening, but people had their little children around in shul. And some people were bothered by that. And what specifically bothered these people was the Gemara. In today's daf, Brachos daf Chavdal, the Gemara towards the bottom of Amud Aleph quotes from Rabbi Yitzchak, Tefach be'isha erva. If there's a tefach of a woman that's exposed, it's an erva. And the Gemara explains that this halacha is relevant if someone wishes to recite Kriya Shema when his wife is around, but his wife has a tefach exposed, it's prohibited for such a person to recite Kriya Shema. This halacha obviously applies even if the woman is not his wife. Perhaps if it's not his wife, even less than a tefach being exposed is a problem. And therefore, these people in the shul argue that it's wrong for people to bring their daughters who are wearing short sleeves, who are wearing short skirts into shul, because they're not allowed to daven if such children are around. And even though we're dealing with little children, we're dealing with little girls, the Mishnah Berurah and the Biur Halacha and Siman Ayin Hei quotes from the Shulchan Shlomo that the halachas of tznius by girls begin at the age of 3. Therefore, even though these were little girls, they were 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, still they felt that it's wrong for such parents to bring their daughters into shul. And they demanded that anyone who wished to bring their daughter over the age of 3 to shul has to dress their daughter tznius-tically. But the truth is that the Chazon Ish argues on this Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that halachos of tznius begin by the age of 3, but the Chazon Ish argues, and the Chazon Ish explains that this halacha of tefach megula be'isha erva, that you're not allowed to daven if a woman has part of her body exposed, is because of the concern of hirhur, the concern that if someone would see a woman like that, it may lead to improper thoughts. And therefore, the Chazon Ish explains that it's subjective based on the girl, based on the maturity and development of the girl. That's when the halachos of tznius apply. And in fact, the majority of the shul followed this psak of the Chazon Ish, and therefore they felt it would be totally appropriate for them to bring their daughters over the age of three, even if they're not dressed tznistically into shul, it's not a problem until an older age. In order to resolve this dispute, they sent the question to Rav Yashiv. And his response is printed in Kovash Chuvas Chelik Beisim and Ches. And he says that the minority does not have the right to force the majority to follow the Mishnah Berurah. And he explained that's because when it comes to questions like this, you go based on the majority, you go based on Rov. And since most of the shul wish to follow the Psak of the Chazon Ish, the minority, the Miyot, does not have the right to force the majority to follow the Mishnah Berurah. And additionally, added Rav Yashiv, that he felt that the Chazon Ish was right. It's interesting to note that the Emes LeYaakov from Yaakov Kamenetsky on Shulchan Aruch and Siman Ayin Hey, they quote in a footnote that Rav Yaakov as well felt that the Chazon Ish was more correct, and you don't need to start dressing your children tznius-tically until an older age. But Rav Yaakov still felt it could be wrong to bring your children to shul if they're not dressed tznius-tically over the age of 3. And that is in order to accommodate those in shul that wish to be machmir like the Mishnah Berurah. And perhaps Rav Yaakov didn't mean that me'ikar ha-din, you're not allowed to bring your daughters to shul because of those minority. But it's midos. It's midos tovus to care, to be considerate of other people who wish to be machmir.